It seems to be a common response for the human species, at least in popular culture. When things get scary and a pandemic looms, we head for the hills. It looks like that's happening across our public lands and national parks right now. But why do we do it? And is it a good idea? Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie finds out.
It's cold and rainy in Utah's Zion National Park. Andrew Smith and Blake Cubrillo have thrown a blue tarp on top of their tent to keep the water out. They both drove out here from Chicago after they lost their restaurant jobs due to the pandemic.
We just packed up, we're kind of spontaneous, and we hit the road and drove through Colorado and Utah and checked out the landscape. And
they've never been out west before, and they wanted to see the mountains. Plus, it beats being holed up in Chicago worrying about COVID-19.
We're just trying to enjoy our life and, you know, not freak out too much and spend a week up in the parks and then go back home and hopefully everything goes back to normal.
And these guys aren't alone. As the coronavirus spreads across the country, many folks are flocking to the outdoors. The Trump administration has even made national parks, national monuments, and other popular recreation areas free during the pandemic. David Strayer is a psychology professor at the University of Utah. He says it's in our nature to escape to, well, nature when the stuff hits the fan.
One of the reasons people are probably escaping is they're kind of getting back to their kind of evolutionary history.
Strayer says humans evolved in natural spaces, so being in them is good for our mental health, especially during a crisis.
Walking around, smelling the fresh air, having the sunlight, and our bodies very clearly react to that in terms of the light, in terms of reductions in stress, and we can measure that very clearly.
But Strayer says you also don't have to go very far to receive the benefits of nature during the pandemic. A long walk outside or a hike in the nearby foothills can help do the trick. Still, some people are packing up their cars and heading to national parks across the Mountain West, including arches and canyon lands near Moab, Utah. Dylan Cole is the chief medical officer at the hospital there.
I can't say how many texts I've gotten of people saying, well, what if we are just camping and we don't go eat at restaurants and this and that? And, you know, I mean, I understand that logic.
But he says it's not an alternative form of outdoor quarantine when people are driving hundreds of miles to a national park. They're stopping at gas stations or grocery stores and potentially bringing COVID-19 to these rural gateway communities, areas that often don't have a lot of medical equipment or enough hospital beds to take care of a surge in patients. So he's urging tourists to stay home.
I just really strongly encourage people don't take this as a vacation and rather take it as a pandemic.
Health officials in the Moab area have shut down restaurants, bars, hotels, and camping on both private and public lands there. And despite the Trump administration encouraging folks to visit parks and public lands right now, some local park leaders have decided to shut down many of the services there, and in some cases, close the gates altogether. But on a recent Thursday, Zion National Park is still open. I meet college student Sam Barker and his friends as they're hiding from the rain underneath a wooden shelter.
First off, I gotta remember to maintain my social distancing.
Of course. Right?
They're from Atlanta, and they began their trip out west before this pandemic got really serious. Now Barker is worried about flying home and potentially infecting his parents.
I think after this trip, I'm not even going back to my house where my parents are. I'm probably going straight to my apartment, which is a couple hours away.
And kind of, are you going to self-quarantine?
Yeah, I think that's all of our plans.
Yeah.
But there are other visitors who aren't as concerned about COVID-19.
I refuse to bow to the fear.
That's Christy Anderson. She and her family came out from Durango, Colorado. She's putting her faith in God.
Let's just go and enjoy creation and remember how big God is, because he's bigger than whatever nonsense is going on.
Do you feel like it's a little bit of an overreaction right now that folks are having? Or?
I have no idea. It's easy to say it could be an overreaction, but if it turns out to be as horrible as they all say it is, it could be a huge underreaction.
Now, it's really important to note here that people can be asymptomatic and still carry COVID-19. That's why health experts are strongly urging everyone to stay away from the Mountain West's overcrowded national parks. And again, as psychologist David Strayer says, you don't need to head for the hills if you want a dose of the great outdoors.
Nature is just right next door if you look for it.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.